It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights. And our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your top three green lights for week one, D?
All right, so first up, I'm going with Caleb Williams. I know you're a hater, but I'm expecting four touchdowns, an interception, and one rushing touchdown. Great start to the career for Caleb Williams. Number two, I'm going with the Browns D, Myles Garrett. Going to get up close and personal with Dak. They have no running game to respect. The Browns are going to go to work on Dallas. And number three, I'm going with Zach Moss. I think he gets a pair of tutties against the New England Patriots because they're so terrible. We got to.
Solid choices. I mean, you can't really go wrong with any of them. Who to pick on the Bengals to go up against the Patriots? I mean, that's really all you need to know. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is not exactly going to be in there, considering the fact he's holding out. So let's go with T. Higgins. Well, let's see that happen. T. Higgins is going to be the guy, and the Patriots are the Patriots at this point. How the mighty have fallen. Number two, give me Daniel Bellinger against the Vikings. Safety valve, tight end. Daniel Jones is finally going to get that elusive passing touchdown, and Daniel Bellinger is going to be the guy and establish himself as the tight end of the New York Football Giants. And then last but not least, give me Kenneth Walker against the Broncos. He's the bell cow. I like him. Let's see what he's going to do in that offense and offset Geno. Now, those are our green lights. Who are your red lights this week, D?
So, first up, I've got Josh Jacobs. I'm just not feeling him against the Philly D on Friday in Brazil. Number two, I'm going with Bo Nix. I think he'll have plenty of good games this year, but I don't think it's going to be opening night. I would sit him out this one. And number three, I've got where is my guy? Oh, here he is, Zamir White. I just don't see it. I don't see everybody thinking how great he's going to be. Just because he starts doesn't mean he's going to be any good.
That's fair. I'm going to do two quarterbacks and a defense. Do not start Dak Prescott against Cleveland. Just don't do it. I understand that Denzel Ward's hurt. Myles Garrett is not. Myles Garrett's coming. He's coming hard. You heard it here first. Dak, you're in trouble. In the similar vein, Matthew Stafford. It's not going to be pretty for you. The Detroit defense, they get to the quarterback. They're going to force Stafford to make mistakes, and that's when the secondary is going to pounce. So Matthew Stafford, take a seat on the bench for this week. And then the Jets defense, they're going to get exposed. Absolutely exposed. Prediction pain. And then they're going to beg Hassan Reddick to come. Like, blank check. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. The Niners are too loaded. McCaffrey. Mitchell. Debo. Kittle. Ayuk's probably not going to play. Since he just signed the contract. But maybe Ayuk will play. Right? Jennings. They'll find a guy off the friggin' street, and he'll get eight catches for 120. Like, that's what the Niners seem to do. They just seem to find guys and make it work. So that is not a good look for the Jets week one. The only question is, are they going to be able to get to Purdy? If Trent Williams plays, that answer is no. Trent Williams doesn't play. Okay, now we're on to something. But it doesn't look likely. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Or drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ. And let us know your red lights, your green lights. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.